This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Southern and eastern Colorado are under a red flag warning today. Warm temperatures, low humidity, and 30 to 55 mile per hour wind gusts are adding to fire danger. Officials say the winds could last overnight and may bring in patchy blowing dust for regions of southern Colorado. The Colorado Avalanche begin their Stanley Cup title defense tonight. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
It has been a year of ups and downs for the Avalanche after last year's Stanley Cup win. A rash of injuries kept the hockey team from their best during the regular season, but now they'll start the playoffs on a high as one of the top seeds in their division. They'll rely on forward Nathan MacKinnon to carry them, especially after learning last week that they'll be without star attacker Gabriel Landeskog for the whole playoffs. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The game against the Seattle Kraken begins tonight at Ball Arena at 8 p.m. Applications are pouring in for Durango's new e-bike rebate program. Marty Poole, the city's sustainability manager, says the effort was inspired by one in Denver. And like that program, Durango expects more requests than it can fund.
We have $50,000 total, and based on the interest, we are almost certainly going to max that out. And so that's why we are going with an application in a lottery system rather than first come, first serve, which we saw ran into some issues. We don't want to be Ticketmaster. We can't handle that.
Applications opened yesterday and will close a month from now. Durango's rebates account for income level and include extra money for shopping at a local bike shop. This is CPR News.